You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report released by the United Nations has slammed New Zealand for its overuse of solitary confinement, found to be four times higher than in English prisons and in breach of international laws. Children, disabled people and the mentally unwell were also isolated at high rates and in unhealthy conditions. Earlier today, I spoke to Children's Commissioner Judge Andrew Beecroft to learn more about impacts on children who experience confinement. And I began by asking, in what circumstances are children put in solitary confinement?
There are nine residences run by Oranga Tamariki throughout the country. There's a provision for those who are in residential care. It's really a secure care. They can, if there's a danger to themselves or they're causing a danger to others, they can be kept in a separate part of each residence, usually with a staff member, and what's known as secure care. That will sometimes be in solitary confinement in terms of separated from other young people, but they'll be with staff and that sort of thing. The other time that young people can be kept in solitary confinement is when they are kept in police cells awaiting the resolution of their case. They'll be kept separate from adults. They'll always be in solitary confinement. The conditions are usually poor. They're adult cells, poor sanitation, difficult access to good food and support. And that's something that we must take very seriously.
Yeah, and how long are children usually kept in confinement for?
Well, in Youth Justice Residences, it'll be up to 72 hours. It may be more if extended by the Youth Court. In terms of police cells, thankfully, most times it's under 24 hours. But what really concerns us is the option on the books at present in the law that enables formal remands by the court into police cells. And that can be for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days until other facilities become available. Now, we're not just talking about theoretical concerns there. Young people, children are vulnerable, they're developmentally immature, they can behave in totally unpredictable and volatile ways. Self-harm, overall health and even suicide are genuine risks. And I know that everybody is uncomfortable with police cell remands. Mm-hmm. The police are anxious about it. Social workers are concerned. I know as a judge, I never used to like to do it. It would be much better if that option was removed completely. It was only introduced in 1989 as a short-term measure, but it's just dragged on. And a report like we have just had released today, an international report, holds our practice up to the spotlight. And in this respect, we are found wanting. And it's very useful to have an independent observer call us out on areas where we don't do well. Our system is internationally well recognised and well regarded, our youth justice system. But in this respect, in our use of police cells, we are out of step and we need to face the reality that we don't comply with just about every international child rights norm or convention in this respect, and we need to change it.
Yeah, absolutely. What alternatives to solitary confinement would you suggest for children?
Well, we know very clearly what's required. We need low-key, well-supervised, community-based facilities. We used to have them. They've just about all dried up. The challenge for Oranga Tamariki is to recommission them. And that way, most young people waiting for court can be well detained and supervised without going into a youth justice residence or youth justice prison. That can be reserved for those who really need it. Then there wouldn't be the need for the police cells. But as long as they're on the books as an option, then the temptation will be to use them. And I think it would be much better if we put a line in the sand and said no longer with that option for long-term police cell remand, more than 24 hours, no longer will it be available.
Yeah, for sure. And are there any laws currently surrounding the use of solitary confinement?
Oh, there are certainly for children in all the Oranga Tamariki secure residences, there's very strict legal requirements about when people can go in, when children can go in there, mm-hmm. how they're to be supervised, how long it can be before that period's extended by the court. I think there's also some concern about the quality of the facilities that are being used for secure care in the residence. Some of them really are indistinguishable from adult prison cells. And there's a lot we could do to make them much more child-friendly in those, I hope, increasingly rare instances where we need to use them.
And what kind of changes do you think should be made to these laws?
Well, I think in terms of the police cell use, we'll need to use them prior to court sometimes, after court sometimes, but we should remove the option altogether of formal remands into police cells. Adults don't have that option. Children certainly shouldn't have it. And we should be looking at the way the secure care rules are applied in youth justice and care and protection residences. I think there's an appetite to do that. There's a new agency with a new leadership team. We are now taking a much more explicit child-friendly, child-focused approach. I think we can be confident that these recommendations will be carefully considered and implemented.
Yeah, I agree. And just finally, what advice do you have for the government on this issue?
Oh, my main plea would be that the report is carefully considered, that we do away wherever we can with solitary confinement. There are too many risks to young people's health and mental stability, and that the police cell option is removed once and for all. I think having an international overseas United Nations sponsored report is useful for us. I think in New Zealand we often take for granted the international United Nations conventions we've signed up to. We too easily think they are for other countries, but not for developed nations like New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, and they are useful tools to analyse overall how well we're upholding child's rights.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.